Shabbos say there is in Parshas Baloscha, there's the dramatic episode of the Slav. Right? The Jews come before Moshe Rabbeinu and complain regarding the fact that they do not have meat. And amazingly enough, this is one of the only episodes in the entire Parsha, the entire Chumash regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, where Moshe Rabbeinu throws his hands up in the air. Right, he throws his hands up in the air and says, you know what, I can't do it. I cannot do it. It is impossible for me to handle these people. They are too difficult. They're too complex. They're too needy. Whatever it is, it's not good enough. And Moshe Rabbeinu literally says, Chlesh Baruch, what, like, Aisa, so I'm going to say, am I their mother? Am I like the nursing mother who has to carry around the baby wherever she goes? And he literally says, I cannot do it anymore. And I will say, there are terrible consequences for Klal Yisrael's behavior. Tav Eira, there's a plague. People are wiped. Terrible. Okay. So we'll say there's a fascinating pasuk in here. This is Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Yud. So the pasuk says, "Vayishma Moshe es ha'am bochel mishpachosav." So Moshe Rabbeinu heard the people, ultimately again crying. The mishpachosav means according to their families. Rashi points out over here that they were crying mishpachos nesav bochel lefarsim tarmosan begaloi. That literally again groups of people were gathered. Complaining about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, complaining about Moshe. Moshe hears this. Ish lepesach ohalo. Vayichar af Hashem ma'od ube'enei Moshe ra. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very angry. Vayichar, very strong lashon. Vayichar af Hashem. Charon af. HaKadosh Baruch Hu became exceedingly angry ube'enei Moshe ra. And in the eyes of Moshe, this was a terrible thing as well. So the great tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzhak Berdichev, says something so incredibly amazing. He says the pasuk is a cause and effect. Vayichar af Hashem ma'od. Why does a Kodesh Baruch Hu become so angry? So angry, right? Again, this is bad. This is bad, but it's been in a lot of other bad times also. And never before do we see that lashon of charon af. By the ego we saw charon af, but why do you see charon af over here? Lama mipnei shebe'enei Moshe ra. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was angry at the people also. Shalo, listen to these words. Shalo limeid bepam hazos schus v'sanegaria al Yisrael kidarko b'chodesh tamid. Moshe Rabbeinu, your job as a manig Yisrael is to always be melamed schus on the klal. Always find something redeeming about the people. Always find something good about them. And in this moment, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was so fed up, was so angry with Klal Yisrael, that he did not search out something redeeming regarding them. And when it was Be'enei Moshe Ra, when Moshe Rabbeinu only saw the negativity of Klal Yisrael, then what? Vayichar af Hashem ma'od. V'arei Kadosh Baruch Hu mishtokei kivyachol la'matos tovos al Yisrael. The Ribono Shel Olam says, listen, I have a bigger problem than you. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says like this, not only do I see the actions of Klal Yisrael, but what? I even know what is happening in their hearts. So Moshe, here's the deal. Here's how it works. I need you to be the Melech Yosher, right? I need you to see the good inside of them. I need you to be the Sanigoran. I need you to be the defender. I need you to be Malame Tzchus. I need you to find something redeeming. And when you find something redeeming, Moshe Rabbeinu, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what? I'll find something redeeming as well. But if you condemn them, if you see nothing good, if only you see the bad, if it's Be'enei Moshe Ra, then ultimately, Vayichar Af Hashem Ma'od. Says the Rebbe, the Pasuk is a cause and effect. Vayichar Af Hashem Ma'od. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu loses it with Klal Yisrael. Loses it. Why? Because Be'enei Moshe Ra. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was not defending the Klal Yisrael. Says the Rebbe. The message is so clear. This is Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Kidarko Bakodesh. Jose, we always have to find the good in one another. You always have to actively seek out something redeeming in your fellow Jew. You have to go out of your way to see something positive. You know, Jose, it's easy to see the negative. It's always easy to see the negative because most of us, our negative traits are pretty apparent within the first 5 minutes after you speak to us. But at the end of the day, you have to go out of your way to find something redeemingly positive about your fellow Jew. It is easy to criticize. It is easy to point out negative traits. It is easy to condemn. We have to go out of our way to find the good. I will say, this is not like a Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation plug, right? Over here, like, find the good. Hey, they will say, this is the way we look at each other is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us. If we find something redeeming in one another, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find something redeeming in us. When Moshe Rabbeinu stops defending, the Kabbalah said this is so incredibly important. You know, we spend so much time going ahead and dissecting and picking apart one another. But that's not the derech of Klal Yisrael. You have to find the redeeming qualities, even in the most difficult of Jews. Do you know about what the Baal Tanya says? The Baal Tanya says in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Hevei mi tamidav shel Aaron, be of the disciples of Aaron. Oy vesabrios, I'm just skipping a little bit. Oy vesabrios umekarvan l'Torah. Look, right. So the Baal Tanya says, Bria is like the most generic word for a human being. Right? Because Bria doesn't even have to mean human being. Bria can mean what? It can mean creation. So the Baal Tanya says something amazing. You want to be a disciple of Aaron? Love every person. Find something redeeming in every single person. And even if the only redeeming thing you could find is that he walks on two legs, and you're not a cow, shkoyach, you're not a chazer. You might eat like a chazer, right? You might behave like a chazer, but you don't walk like a chazer, shkoyach. I found something redeeming in you. You don't roll around in mud all day. Fantastic, right? Fantastic. Find something redeeming. Find something redeeming. And sometimes, yeah, there are some people that the only redeeming thing you could say about them is they walk on two legs instead of four. But at least it's a start. Because chas v'shalom, when we condemn one another, when we talk negatively about each other, Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol follows our cue. Kadosh Baruch Hu's got all the dirt on us anyway. And the truth is, with all of that dirt, he should always condemn. But he says, if we could go ahead and defend one another and look positively about one another, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll do the same. I'll follow your lead. But when it's Be'inei Moshe Ra, when Moshe Rabbeinu can't defend Klal Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu can't see something positive within his fellow Jew, Vayichar Af Hashem Ma'od. People say, this is Aravoda. We're all linked. Our destinies are linked. Our present is linked. Our past is linked. And our future is certainly linked. We have to go out of our way. I was saying, you know, when you live a life of finding the good in the other person, I want to tell you how much more positive and pleasant life is. Because a lot of people walk around with a lot of like pent up anger and animosity. They're farbissing the people because they feel everybody's terrible. Everyone's this, everyone's that. When you go out of your way and in every interaction you say, you know what, I'm going to find one positive trait in this person. They're a good dresser. They're a good dresser, right? Or they're about tzedakah. They walk on two legs. What they come to daf yomi. Whatever it is, find something positive. And when you find something positive in your fellow Jew, know that not only are you doing something positive for your midos, but you're enabling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look at that person favorably as well. A good Shabbos. Oh, yeah.